a third straight GOP presidential nomination tonight with a primetime address in Milwaukee. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It will be Trump's first speech since surviving last weekend's assassination attempt, a moment of survival that shaped the Republican convention's first 3 days.
You will never be able to convince me that that last second turn of a head was anything other than a miracle.
Running mate J.D. Vance this morning. Trump has appeared at the convention with a white bandage covering an ear wound. He said the shooting led him to change tonight's speech from what was to be a humdinger attacking President Biden to one focused on unity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's new Prime Minister Keir Starmer made his bid for a reset with the European Union post-Brexit while opening a meeting of the European political community on Thursday.
We want to work with all of you to reset relationships, rediscover our common interest, and renew the bonds of trust and friendship that brighten the fabric of European life.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen spoke on the Ukraine-Russian war and its importance.
And this brings us to a very decisive moment for Europe. Supporting Ukraine against Russia's war of aggression is about our collective security and values. It is the challenge of our time.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky again asked for restrictions to be lifted in regards to firing within Russia's borders.
The fewer restrictions we have on the use of effective weapons, the more Russia will seek peace.
You'll find expanded coverage 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Kyiv official says Ukraine's army has pulled out from a village in the eastern Donetsk region, surrendering